الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. صدق الله العظيم. Before our actual subject, one very important principle is illustrated in many ayat of the Quran Sharif. Here, for example, with regard to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zulaikha, the wife of Aziz, had tried to seduce him, and then he refused, and finally after she called the woman of Egypt for a dawat also, and they all spoke bad about her. How could she do such a thing? And then she made Yusuf alayhi salam walk in front of them, and when they saw him, they were so overtaken with his beauty that they also, instead of cutting the fruit with the knives, they cut their own hands also. And at that time, they interceded with Yusuf for Zulaikha, and she told Yusuf, do what she wants from you. So this the Quran Sharif says, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ, that, O Allah, the prison they are threatening me with, that if you don't do this guna, we will put you in prison. So the prison is more beloved to me, not beloved, more beloved, ahab, to me than committing this guna. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained that in the path of Allah, when the jail of Allah, in the path of Allah, to save oneself from sin, all the difficulties, hardships, mujahada, when they are so sweet, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدُونَ, compared to that guna, that is more sweet. When the thorns of the path of Allah are so sweet, then how beautiful and sweet won't the roses of Allah's path be? So this is when a person has the love of Allah. Anyway, that is one point there. And then further, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ, of this sin which they are calling me to. يَدْعُونَنِي, like that outwardly it looks like a masculine word, but it's a feminine. It is the Jama'a Mu'annas Ghaib Sigha. So what all that women are calling me to? Yeah, the ulama have explained that it were all that women didn't call him to commit sin with them. Only Zulaikha invited him to commit that sin with him. So why did the Quran Sharif refer to all of them? Because they interceded for her. They were happy that he should do that sin. From here and many other ayat of the Quran Sharif also, whenever we associate, we become an accomplice to a sin, the equal that sin is on us also. So we must be very careful that we don't get involved in any type, not of sin, but mixing with the people of sin. People who commit sins, whether it is open kufr sins, and we have a hearty connection with them. Shariat has given all the limits, how much we can associate and with what intentions. But just to befriend them and to encourage, that is a very big sin, or that is equal to that sin also. So unfortunately, we know that in the Tabligh Jamaat, we have got two groups now. And the one group which they are having the Ijtima in somewhere in October. So that also, and all the wrong things which are being spoken about there, totally against Shariat, against the laws of Allah. It is so hard and difficult to even repeat those words, what things have been said. Just unfortunately, so that we can understand the gravity of the seriousness of many, many things. One is that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah to go by Allah Mount Tur, and when he went, and he left his brother Harun alayhi salam in charge of the Bani Israel. At that time, the Bani Israel started worshipping the calf, and they made kufr. So then, na'uzubillah, then it is said that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the cause of their guna. How could he have gone and left? He was the actual responsible person. How could he leave his brother Harun in charge? Now to put a blame like this on a Nabi, what's the condition of one's iman? Another, for example, that our iman is more stronger than the iman of the Anbiya, than the iman of the Malaika, and the iman of the Sahaba. Where we and where that iman? And all these things are actual fact. They are on the audio also. Any person can listen to them also. And the translation also, people have made it, and many, many other things. And like, for example, from the Shura side, when they send their jamaats, they give them hidayat, guidance, what you must go and speak about. They get training on the 6 points, etc. In the same way, those people, the people who come from there, are also trained in this way. And they also promote all these wrong things. So if we associate anyway with them, we host that jamaat, we join them, we go there, we will be equally in sin with all that. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and it is a matter of our iman. Many of us, what we feel, must keep unity, peace. Unity and peace can never be on batil and falsehood. Unity and peace is only on the haq, on the truth. So we must be very careful. Anyone that we know also, warn them also of it. And these are not just hearsay things. They are 100% proof, proper proof. And when it was, these words were said, where they were said, and the actual words, the actual audio is also present, and the seriousness of the matter, that is also explained. May Allah save us all, inshallah. Last week we spoke about this ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believers, aminu, believe. In other words, you are believing, so what is it? Bring the reality of iman. Today I was having a telephonic conversation with one very, very pious, righteous alim of our country, and who just lives in only ibadat all the time. So he said that the large, by and large, the people, they have got fake iman, and they're not even realizing, they haven't got real iman. So it's a very serious thing. Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, those who are claiming, just like the Bedouin said, Qalatil a'rabu amanna, Allah said, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Yes, you can claim iman when iman is entered into your hearts. So Allah give us that tawfiq. So with regard to that, let us check ourselves, correct ourselves, make our tawbah, istighfar, etc. Let us read our imani mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. Every night or every morning, but at least once a day, try and read this and try and reflect on the meaning also. And bring it in us, not just on our words. It mustn't be just words on our tongue. It mustn't be just in our brains. But let us make the full effort that it goes into our hearts also. Because what is in our heart is going to count, not what is on our tongues. Not what we see with our eyes, not what we hear with our ears, not what we smell with our noses, not what we touch with our fingers, etc. But that which is in the heart, that is going to count. And all these things are the means to get it to the heart. So let us not get stuck in the means. In that also, one of the wrong things which are taught by this other group of the Jamaat, that the effort of deen is more important than the ibadat of Allah. For what is the effort? For bringing deen in our lives, ibadat in our lives. The means can never be superior than the object, than the end. For what we are doing things, that is what we are doing. And the means are necessary, and it's got value, but it isn't the object. It isn't the end. The end is the object for deen to come in our lives. So all these matters, let us check ourselves. So anyway, first was what we discussed last week, Amantu Billah. And how a person whole life can speak and think of iman on Allah is never sufficient. It's got so much detail and so much of enjoyment, so much of relief to think of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, the 99 names of Allah, which has come in one hadith. And Allah's names are not only 99. Very many years ago, I was in the Haram of Medina Sharif, and after Asr, usually I should stay one side or away from, not where the Roza is, where it's so busy, but further away. I was sitting there and reading whatever I had to read, etc. And one person came, and people, the cleaners, he had a habit, he should give everyone one sweet. So he gave them all sweets, I was sitting, and just near me, he was giving. After that, he wanted water, Zamzam water, so he went to a can to take. But it was empty, they were busy filling and putting fresh water in there. So Allah put in my, he went to another one, it was also empty. Allah put in my heart where I was, I knew I drank water, I took and I went and give it to him. So he just got like a shock from where you fell out. Tum kahan se tapke, where you come out from. You were giving me this water. So I gave it to him, then he started talking with me, etc. And then he gave me some advices, etc. And very pertinent advices. And then in that, he looked at me up, down. So he asked me that, you seem to be like somebody also, like in deen and that. So how many names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there? So I knew from the famous 99, and many Quran Sharifs also, they got on the front pages the 99 names of Allah, and at the end they got the 99 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I told him 99, so he told, yeah, in the haram in front, on the front wall, 360 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there. And not only 360, much more than that also. So to recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to have that in us, we should try and our iman also. Every name of Allah, today in namaz, it is a place where should we renew our agreement with Allah, our submission to Allah, our devotion to Allah ta'ala. Every Allahu Akbar, we all just made Isha now. Each one asks us ourselves, did we think of Allah? Did we think of the greatness of Allah ta'ala? And we read, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. We just read it, or did we think what those words are? Allah didn't put them there just for reading. A tape recorder can also read, or a parrot also read. We have to read with the feeling, with the meaning of it. So this iman also, the reality of it must come into us. So the first is iman on Allah Ta'ala. And when this, there is no greater wealth, no greater power, no greater strength, no greater enjoyment than connecting with Allah Ta'ala. And from childhood we are reading this kalima. La ilaha illallah. Many of us, perhaps from the age of 2, we learned already. Even before that. But today we are 20, we are 50, we are 80. But still, it's just the words. We haven't moved to get the meaning. And not only the meaning also, much more than that is contained in that. It's a formula for when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented it on the kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah, that everything is in here. They were so happy, but when he told them it's la ilaha illallah, and the first is negation, la ilaha, to take out everything else from the heart, illallah, only Allah. So anyway, that was the first part. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi. The malaika we must bring iman on. And in all these matters, one is what we see with our eyes, and the other is what reality is. Which Allah Ta'ala says, La ta'amal absar, walakin ta'amal qulubu fi sudur. It's not the eyes of the head that are blind. It is the eyes of the heart that are blind. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, rahmatullah, very great alim. One time somebody told him that most of the people are seeing people. There are few blind people. Even in our community, society, If we have to think of a blind person, we can't really perhaps just immediate that certain person is blind in our family, in our community, but seeing, we know all are seeing people. He said, no, it's the opposite. The vast majority are blind people. There are very few seeing people. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, a great, great buzur. Baghdad, at the time of the height and glory of Islam in Baghdad, and how lot of Islamic activity and teachings of deen, everything Islamic. He was one day, 12 o'clock in the day, walking on the streets of Baghdad with a lantern. Somebody said, Junaid, you all right? Walking with a lantern, 12 o'clock, a lamp, sun is shining so, so bright. So he said, I'm looking for a human being. He said, all these people? He said, I don't see any human being. I only see animals here. I'm looking for a human being. And Tiamat Day, we all will be raised according to the animal instinct, which is overpowering in us. If a person has got a lot of greed, then like a dog, a pig, etc., or like that donkey, all that people will be, Allah save us all. So bring the reality of this Iman into our heart. That is what is required. So Iman on the Malaika. But anyway, so yeah, Allah Ta'ala is saying that not what your eyes, what you are seeing. Deny what you see with your eyes. Believe what you see with your heart. That is what is required. That is what Iman is. So what our eyes we see, all the things of the world, the work is taking place. On the farms, people are working. Factories, people are working. Airports, the people, shops, everywhere people are doing. We must deny that they are doing. And the Malaika are doing all this work. The Malaika bring rains. The Malaika make things grow. So what we see with a mu'min, what he sees with his eye, he must deny that. And what he sees with his eyes of the heart, that is what he knows from ghaib, what Allah has revealed, to bring Iman on them. So this is that Iman on the Malaika, that they are doing everything what is happening. Many a times we on the road, and we get saved from, we will say, a narrow escape ahead. It wasn't we. The Malaika came by the command of Allah, and they saved us at that time. Otherwise, that just that one little sort of a millimeter, and we just got saved from an accident. How many times we all these things happening? So we must not think that lucky I stopped. Lucky does nothing whatsoever. Lucky causes all, lucky is stupid himself, and he causes all harm. It's only Allah who does everything. So we must have that have it in our hearts and then build it to such an extent that whenever anything happens also, our attention just goes to Allah Ta'ala immediately. That is what is this Iman, the reality of this Iman. And to believe what you see with our eyes, that the 99% of the people of the world are doing that. What they see with their eyes, they believe in that. Iman is you to deny what you see with your eyes and to believe from your heart that Allah alone is the doer of everything. So this, and that the Malaika are everywhere around us also. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِن خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah has appointed Malaika for us, in front of us, at the back of us, around us, and they are protecting us from all the things that can happen to us. And like one beautiful Arabic saying, one Syrian person who came in Jamaat, they said, told us that if you hear somebody still living, you must be surprised. If you hear that all the people have died, it must be acceptable. Because we are exposed to so many of dangers all the time. At the moment as we are sitting here, it looks we are not exposed to dangers. But we are now also exposed to so many dangers. The blood that is running in our body, in the arteries, and at what a speed it is running, and continuously. We can be fast asleep, the blood is moving in the body all the time. And it's not only blood, blood carries the oxygen also. And oxygen is so vital also. And many other things also which are in the blood. And the speed that it is moving, it can make any time an accident. That the accident is not happening is a miracle it's not happening. Here and there, a person gets a blood clot. Now that is an accident. And now that he gets a stroke, a heart attack, he dies, or he becomes paralyzed, or whatever, like that. But like that, how many of us are 30 years old, 40, 50, 60 years old? Not one time did we get a blood clot. We didn't have a heart attack, nothing. So every 24 hours, 60 minutes, 60 seconds, and seconds also are hundred parts of a second are measured also. This blood is moving at the speed, and not only moving at with accuracy and with a purpose, how it's moving in the whole body and supplying every, if the blood doesn't reach any part of the body, then gangrene sets in. Immediately then gangrene sets, then they have to amputate that part of the body. And it's reaching for us all. And whether we are doctors, we're not doctors. Whether we are rich or poor, whether we stay clean or we stay dirty, but this blood is doing its job. It's going to the brains, to the eyes, every way it is working. So that we still, that this system is still working in a person should be surprising. And then it isn't only that. If we think of the eyes, how they are working. Therefore, and there's this blood also, it's called going to the heart. The one ventricle. From there, it goes to the next ventricle. From there to the lungs. From there, the whole system of Allah, that all the carbon dioxide is taken out from that heart, from the blood, and oxygen is put in there. Again, back to the other ventricle, again the whole body. This blood that we have, whole life it is working in us. And it is being given new energy all the time, 24 hours. We can be fast asleep. Our car, if we didn't take it for service, it's our responsibility. We must take it for service. But this heart, we don't have to take it for service. It is being serviced all the time, day and night. A person runs a marathon and his heart is under heavy pressure at that time. Heart is functioning. A person is sleeping, resting, heart is functioning all the time. And not only the heart, how many parts of the body all. So this is a miracle. Who is looking after all this? Allah has appointed the malaika for all this work to take place. And then outside us, the sun and the moon, the stars again in the sky, Bismillah. When see on a 14th full night, or any, when the stars are, who can count the stars in the sky? And they are moving at a very great speed also. Also no accidents. Here and there what we call a falling star. It isn't by accident it fell. It is, Allah is using that, the shayateen who want to go and listen to the secret talks what are happening, they are used to throw them and chase them away. It's not what we call a falling star, that the star fell out of the system. And for that whole system that is working like that, every day on our roads, with so much of cameras on the road, police, traffic officers, controlling of the traffic, a person can't come on the road without a driver's license. For a driver's license, he must get a learner's license. He goes for a test, and how many times, 3-4 times you fail your test. Then you come, but still you can make an accident on the road. And how many, every day there are accidents on the road. So this whole system of Allah working, the sun, the moon, all the stars that are working, it's a miracle. And for how long it's carrying on. And in Tabarakalladhi, Allah Ta'ala invites people and says, look at the system that Allah raised the skies without bi'amadin lam tarawnaha. Columns which you can't see, any columns. Allah has raised the sky. Yeah, this masjid of ours, which is, if we can call it a big masjid, but in actual fact, compared to the sky, what is it? It isn't, it's nothing. And yet we need the walls to support the ceiling, the roof. We need all these columns to support it. How many things? And the sky supported just like that. And it is standing all the time. And Allah invites us to inspect. Hal tara min futur. You see any crack in the sky? Farji'il basar. Summarji'il basar. Karratain. Look again. Look again. Repeat and look. You see any fault in the, you see any crack? And it's not standing for one day, one week, one year. It's standing for how long? Yeah, your engineer certifies that everything is according to regulation, and that when there's a crack, the engineer is not to be found anywhere. He's gone out of business, he's gone out of the country, he's not to be, but Allah's system, Allah is calling us to inspect over and over. So whose work is all this? The work of the malaika. Allah has appointed them. And Allah is not even in need of the malaika. But for a system, Allah kept the malaika. And there, so our yaqeen must be more, not more, only on the malaika. These asbab are there. We don't deny the asbab. Allah made the asbab also. But our yaqeen must not be in asbab. For example, when we eat, when we sleep, the first thing before any niyat, any amal, making wudu before sleeping, etc., or any dua that we read before eating, before sleeping, first correct our aqidah. That this food we are eating, this food can't give me my strength. It is only Allah's will. When we're sleeping, it's not the sleep that is going to make me fresh and healthy again. My mind will be functioning properly. My body, I'm feeling all aches in my body. I'm tired and I just have to sleep. It's not the sleep. Sometimes you have a very good sleep and when you wake up, you are more tired. And sometimes you didn't sleep the whole night and you are fresh and healthy. It's all the will of Allah Ta'ala. And in all these things, Allah has appointed the malaika. So a mu'min doesn't believe in the system of the world. That is the kuffar's world. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala says they only know of the zahir, the outward things of this dunya. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Of the akhirat, of the unseen system, they are totally unmindful. They got their ghafil. They don't know it exists also. Unfortunately, on their websites, on their googling their things, for our dini things, we're googling their things. So how is a person going to reach his destination? You are asking a person, one person, you asked him directions to go somewhere. So he told him, you go, sir, yeah, at that garage, you turn right, there you turn left. When you come there to another point, you turn straight, and there you'll get lost. So if somebody give you directions like that you must turn straight, and then you get lost. So this is all what they are doing. And we following that. Are we not lost then? And we don't know we are lost. How lost is that person who doesn't know? And that person who's convinced he knows where he is, but is completely lost. He's in the wrong place completely. Instead of coming to your house, you landed up by somebody else's house, your enemy's house. And you think I'm in the right place. We are on the road to Jahannam and we are happy I'm on my road to Jannah. So all this, we have to work on this. And this is not just the talk of now. There is much more detail to it. We must acquire that. And the talk and the details are also not the object, the reality of it. And that only comes by the fadl and the karam. Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to whom He likes. And whom He doesn't like, He gives dunya also. For many kuffar, Allah has given so much of dunya. For how many Muslims, pious people, Allah has given lot of dunya. But deen, Allah only gives to whom He loves. And whom Allah loves, Allah gives them this iman. It is all, and for us, there is no other way but begging from Allah. We can't buy it with money. We can't fight for it. And we can't go and, toy. And then we demand from Allah Ta'ala. We can't force Allah Ta'ala. There is no way but begging of Allah. And how much ask ourselves. Today I'm a big Maulana also, big Sheikh also, but did I ask once, oh Allah Ta'ala, bless me with this reality. The Ash'ar that we read so beautiful, that these are the things that we have to work for. Ask from Allah Ta'ala that these are the things that we must be given. So iman on the malaika is a very, very important thing. And today, one day has passed. We made namaz. How many we made? Inshallah, we made our four sunnahs of Isha, four faras of Isha, two sunnahs, two nafals, perhaps another two nafals, witr, and we all made Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Ask ourselves, did I think of the farishtas who are here? What kind? Have we got the yaqeen the farishtas are here? When I'm committing a guna, I'm looking at a woman in a street, don't I realize the farishtas are writing down everything? When I'm swearing and getting angry, I might think that my wife, I can make kachumar out of her. My child, I can speak as I want to. But don't we know farishta is right here? If somebody just comes, then we immediately, we desist. Our anger goes away. But as a mu'min, have we forgotten the farishtas are here? And they are writing down everything. If we get up for tahajjud, Allah give us all tawfiq. And then will make it so easy that the farishtas are writing down. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us so beautifully. He says that don't you know that Allah is watching? And don't take this only in the negative when you're committing gunas, that Allah is watching. Hazrat said, think when you're getting up for tahajjud, you are sleepy, groggy, hard to get up. But just think, my Allah is watching. And my Allah is happy. And the malaika writing it down. And that will make you do it. If you know that somebody is watching you getting up for tahajjud, then you do it more better. Just you don't have to worry, the people know what can they do for you. They can't do anything. If the people also, if they come to know, some may praise. Some may say he's gone old, he can't sleep, so what must he do? He's going to get up, what else is he going to do? But the malaika, they know. And they are recording it also. And they are writing the sawab down for us all the time. So the iman on the malaika, which is a thing, if we think, my life, my day today, did I think of the malaika around? With my eyes of the heart, do I see the malaika around? I see the policeman. I just see that in front, some drivers, mashallah, they can make out from far. There's a roadblock, traffic. They're checking speeding, etc. immediately. But we don't see the farishta. How many of our friends, you get in the car, very important, put on your seat belt. But nobody say read the dua. The dua is far superior than the seat belt and everything. So our iman on Allah's zaat, iman on the malaika. Really we see how weak we are. And yet we are thinking we are very good Muslims. And we find fault with other people. Also, for ourselves also, other people also. Perhaps that there was that time in our life when we were committing gunas, like not making namaz, for example, humanizing perhaps, doing all other haram things. Now we think I'm pious, I've got a big beard, I'm five times namaz, I'm tahajjud guzar. Shaitan doesn't leave anyone. Now what he brings in us? Pride, that I'm better than other people. And the guna of pride is worse than that humanizing of those people. That's a very big guna, terrible guna. But pride is even worse than that. To think I'm better, to think I'm good today. I was bad my whole life, now I'm good, now I'm right. Now I'm right. The minute a person thinks he's right, he's wrong. Completely wrong. A person can never be right, only when Allah will declare you are right. Then we will be right. So this, to do things for name and fame, pride, these gunas now shaitan attacks. Carry on doing all. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, he came to know of a young man, very pious, and very good hal ahwal of his piety and closeness of Allah, and all the great, great things. So he was impressed also. And that young man invited Ibrahim ibn Adham to come stay with him for 3 days. He went and he saw Abad, his day, his night, his getting up, his walk, everything, and what halat he's having, closeness. But Ibrahim ibn Adham, a great, great bosom, he said something is not clicking. Something is amiss here. Something is not right. He couldn't place it. Where is it? What is wrong? He's doing all his ibadat. He's doing everything. And his halat are also very good. But he, in his heart, he knew something is not right. So he thought, and then he thought, let me look at his food, what he's eating. He found all his food is haram, what he's eating. And this was shaitan's ploy, letting you eat haram, but letting you think you're very pious. Letting you see, like how many people, they say we see noor. And we get wonderful fragrances. And we're feeling very elated and that. All shaitan's tricks. He's letting you eat haram and he's putting that good conditions on you. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh invited him to his house. When he went to his house, halal food, and then all that condition of his went away. He got upset. He said, what happened now? I ate your food, now it looks like I ate haram, that's why this condition. But it was the opposite. Now that you ate halal, the reality came out. Then Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh explained to him. And so how much shaitan keeps us also in that some wrong which we are doing, and we thinking we are doing very good, and I'm very righteous and that. That person only is safe who fears himself all the time. And if a person doesn't fear and think for ourselves, do we fear how my mort will come? Did we make dua? Give me good mort. Do we fear what will happen to my in my qabr? Or we take it for granted, I'm all right, I'm not going to have problems. We don't even think about our qabr. We don't think of the day of Qiyamah. So our iman, we have to work a lot on our iman. And with our, the Islahi Jalsa coming. And if we got feeling for people, invite them. And all this, and how many people, you don't know where, who, which talk takes place. Like sometimes just some adab I explain. And that becomes the turning point of that person's life. And he gets hidayat. So in there, we will get a share. So let us work on this line. It's another 2 weeks, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, how much we can work, make sure we come, and we encourage other people also, women who won't be coming, let them learn a year over live streaming, encourage everyone, and let the people take benefit of it. So, and the main thing, our iman. And iman is the starting point. We've got a long road to walk after that. Perhaps more longer than Sirat also. Yeah, what we have to cover up and correct in our lives, and we don't want to start also. For us, it's only to come to listen to the majlis, and that is also Allah's fadl that is bringing us. But more than that, we, when we go from here, who of us will think also what was spoken today? Or what change must I brought? What was being told today? When we go to a lesson in the class, then we listen, because exam we'll have to write. So I must understand, I must prepare, I must learn it. But yeah, it was just for barakat. For some perhaps entertainment, but otherwise for barakat we go. We'll get sawab, we come for sawab. One Pathan told a lady that get married to me, we'll get sawab. She said, how will that happen? She said, we'll get a child, we'll call him Sawab Khan. So we'll get sawab, we'll get Sawab Khan. And so we just come for sawab here. But the main purpose, Allah make we all realize, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.